Thomas, Thomas, Effiong, E as in elephant, FF, that's Frank, Frank, IONG. 70-year-old gentleman, black gentleman, originally from Nigeria. Recently hospitalized with history of stroke, history of cognitive decline, frequent falls, and advanced dementia, period. New paragraph, he now lives in a memory care center because he's no longer able to take care of himself. He furthermore suffers from thiamine deficiency, seizure disorder on Keppra and thiamine, history of BPH, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, diabetes, and multiple lacunar strokes, period. Patient was found to have a dysarthric speech, significant weight loss, eating about 20%, not able to give a history, has a tendency to repeat and babble the same words over and over. He's originally from Nigeria. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. A KPS score is at 40%. His recent H&H was 11 and 33. He also has a history of prostate cancer. Today's blood pressure was 120 over 90, pulses 100, respirations 18, with O2 sat of 92%. Period. His medication list includes the following. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, lisinopril, 5 milligram a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day, B-complex, along with folic acid, one tablet a day, thiamine, 100 milligram, one tablet a day, Keppra, 500 milligram twice a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, and recently finished a course of ceftonir, C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R, during his hospitalization. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Vaccination, last vaccination received was a year ago. Review of system, as above, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. Whether or not he had extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past is not known at this time. Family history, none reported. Vital signs as above. Heart pauses from positives 2. Lungs, ronchi, abdomen, soft. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion. Lower extremity shows no edema. Positive muscle wasting noted. Ambulates with the help of a walker. Left side appears slightly weaker than the right. Confused, not able to maintain, not able to give a good history. Only thing he knows is his name. Assessment number 1, 71-year-old gentleman with history of advanced dementia, FASD of 7C, KPS of 40%, history of hypertension, diabetes, most recent hospitalization for recurrent lacunar stroke. Patient has been placed in a group home. Since the family can no longer take care of him, hospice has been asked to get involved because the family wants the patient to be no longer transferred back and forth to the hospital. Recent history of urinary tract infection on Omnicef, history of BPH, hypertension, and thiamine deficiency being treated at this time. Overall prognosis is quite poor given patient's advanced disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.